Before we start the podcast, we want to take the time to say if you like us, please follow, like, comment on SoundCloud, sub, like, comment on YouTube, subscribe, rate, and comment on iTunes. It really helps us out. Thanks a bunch.
Welcome to Anime Cherry Bomb, where we review all your favorite animes and sometimes your least favorite animes. I'm the guy with new glasses, Jay, and with me is the pinch server himself, Aaron. Aaron, how are you doing?
Serving pretty hard today, yeah. Jay.
All those float serves are pretty hard to do.
Exactly.
So what anime are we doing today?
Oh, we're doing Haikyuu, but before that, before we jump into that, congratulations on 20 episodes. We made it.
20 episodes.
That's, by my calculation, that's 4 months. Wow. 4 months straight of podcasts. So.
That's crazy.
I was actually thinking about it, too, like how crazy it's been this whole thing we've been doing, and hopefully.
And I'm still like excited doing it.
Exactly.
It's still so, super fun.
So I'm ready for the next 20, you know?
Yeah. Definitely.
So just as we did on our 11th episode, we're going to compile our list of the Anime Cherry Bomb top 19.
Yeah, because we reviewed One Piece twice,
and now it's going to stay 19.
Yeah, because
Haikyuu was twice. Podcasts.
So
without further ado, let's start with the infamous, the trash anime and keep going up.
Yeah. I wouldn't even call this trash because I don't know. We'll just go through it.
I would say that
they're not decent.
I would say the first three are trash.
Okay.
Honestly.
Okay.
So
coming in dead last.
Dead last is
Speed Grapher.
Speed Grapher's. What can we say about Speed Grapher's that?
I don't know.
Exactly. When we were doing this last week, I was like, I'm really excited to see what's gonna. Mm-hmm. Top it, I guess, or lower the standards.
Exactly. An anime that would make me feel like, man, I'd rather be watching Speed Grapher's.
That's going to be rough.
Yeah.
You know what? We did try to break ties this one.
Yeah.
But I do feel the next one, Sunday Without God,
uh-huh.
They are tied at the bottom. I can't break which one
is worse.
They're both pretty...
Low for tier. Me, I think Sunday Without God is better just because it did have some okay episodes.
And there's less of them.
Yeah, and it wasn't as much of a chore to get through it.
Yeah. Yeah, so, I can see that.
Yeah.
All right, coming in at the next one.
Yeah, the next one.
We should have numbered these.
H2O.
H2O, great premise ruined.
Yeah,
by a crappy
plot twist. Yeah.
Next is My Little Monster. Next, don't even say anything about it. There's nothing I can really say about it.
I mean, it was kind of cute, and that's about it.
Great character designs.
Okay.
I'll take that back. Those Converse, though.
Yeah.
All right. Next is Flint the Time Detective.
Yeah, you know, just the regular old kids anime.
That's like the first like middling one, I feel.
Yeah,
I feel like My Little Monster is more of like not too bad, like lower middle.
Mm-hmm.
And Flint is more of
very neutral.
Very neutral. I think, was that a neutral recommend? Did we give that?
I think we gave that a niche recommend.
Yeah.
Because of what it is.
Yeah. Right, so next we have Wandering Sun.
And I think this is where it starts getting...
Yeah, good. So everything above this list is a recommend, either a niche recommend...
Or a recommend.
Or a recommend or higher.
Yeah, and I think Wandering Sun is definitely like a hidden gem among our list.
Yeah.
Because I feel like nobody talks about that anime, and I had a really good time watching
it. Yeah, it was a really, really good time, just that it's unfortunate because we have a bunch of heavy hitters above it.
And it's short, so...
Yeah, you can get through it really fast.
Yep.
Then next we have Samurai Flamenco.
Yeah, our last podcast.
Yeah, pretty good.
Yeah, really good one.
Then Monster Musume.
It's actually tied with...
Monster Musume. Well, we broke all the ties.
Yeah, we broke all the ties, so Monster Musume is higher. Even though it scored the same, it is a higher on the list.
So it is confirmed that Monster Girl Waifus are better than Sentai Heroes.
Yeah, definitely.
100%. And you know what's better than Monster Girl Waifus, Jay?
What's that?
Ballroom Dancing, because Welcome to the Ballroom is the next one.
Yeah. Well, I had a great time watching that one. That was my first blind pick, I think.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
Then comes the most, probably one of the best comedy ones we've reviewed.
Oh, yeah.
Inferno Cop.
Yep.
What can you say about Inferno Cop that hasn't been said?
It's just an instant classic. I mean, it has the same initials as instant classic.
Exactly. I just remember how much we sat there, because that was when after we recorded the Haruhi podcast, and
yeah,
a horrible experience we had in that one.
And then we had such a great time with Inferno Cop.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I remember just being really burnt out on trying to do the Haruhi, and then we're like, oh, well.
I know.
Let's do it. I think I was going out of town that weekend.
Yeah.
So we were like, well, let's record a second one, and it was Inferno Cop, and I don't regret it. It was pretty good.
Yeah.
All right. Next, we have Haikyuu.
Haikyuu. That's the anime we're going to be talking about today.
Yep, talking about the second half. Mm-hmm. Really good. I actually, it was lower on my list. Mm-hmm. I did actually kind of cheat, and I incorporated the new season into my rankings.
Yeah. I think it stayed the same for me, but I think I'm really okay with where it is on the list.
Yeah.
I mean, it didn't really move that much with your higher score.
No, I think it just changed. Like one
position.
Yeah, one position. Next, we have One Piece.
One Piece.
I really hope it'll go up in the future.
Yeah. It's like really the only anime on the list currently that can move up or down.
Yeah, exactly. Depending on whether or not.
Yeah. Depending on whether the rest of that series is good or not.
Exactly. I think, is that the only one that, I mean, that and My Hero are the only ones that are
ongoing.
Still going.
Yeah.
Next up, we have Azumanga Daioh.
Yeah.
Which for some reason on my list, I didn't abbreviate for some reason. Azumanga Daioh, probably the funniest anime.
Only anime that we like constantly talk about. We still quote it. Not during the podcast, but when we're talking.
It's
our most quoted anime.
We'll send each other clips time to time.
Yeah.
It's like randomly pop up.
Yeah. Or I send him links to YouTube videos of Yukari driving or something.
Exactly. Up next is Haruhi.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
It's a really good anime. It's probably the, if we were to redo one of the podcasts,
it would be Haruhi. It's the only one I would maybe redo Soul Eater.
Okay. Wait, yeah.
Just because
the quality is a little bit lacking down in that one.
Yeah. And just, I don't know. I felt like we were a lot better at it. You know, we're 21 weeks into it.
Yeah.
I felt like we're a lot better than we were back then.
Yeah. We're definitely better at talking.
Oh, yeah. A 2-hour podcast where we, you know, stammering.
Yeah, exactly.
I need to do a really good job editing the podcast now before then, too. Mm-hmm. So maybe could have cut out a lot of the stammering then.
Yeah, definitely.
Then we have Mob Psycho.
Yeah, that's Mob Psycho is like when people find out that I do a podcast and they ask me for a recommendation, Mob Psycho is usually the one that I give.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's, I try to recommend. I feel like from Haruhi and up,
yeah,
these are ones I would, these are
high recommend.
I think Azumanga was a high recommendation. Yeah. from the start, from here to up, it's all high recommendations.
Yeah.
Mob is probably the least niche of the picks. Maybe Soul Eater might be the most mainstream one on here.
I guess so, yeah.
But it should, they're equals, they're great.
Yeah.
And for what I didn't notice, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, the top five, all Bones anime. Well, not top five, but three of the five are Bones. All right, up next, we have Soul Eater.
Our very first podcast.
Very first podcast.
Yeah, we definitely hit the ground running.
I was really happy that you chose Soul Eater the first time for our first one, because
I know you were having trouble thinking of what to start off with.
And yeah, exactly. And Soul Eater is like the perfect one to start off with. I mean, especially for me, I know a lot about Soul Eater and about Bones.
Uh-huh.
So it was almost like a perfect start.
And that's actually the one that took us the longest to watch. Because when I first told you about, like when I first picked it, we watched it for like 3 weeks.
It was like two weeks.
Something like that.
But I know. I finished
that was
it.
That was all me though.
Yeah,
because you finished it like finished really quick,
really fast. I mean, usually Jay's the. Now that we've gotten farther, Jay's the speed demon when it comes to.
Yeah, when I get into it, I get into it.
Exactly. Like I remember, I think Jay finished a season and a half of My Hero like in a day.
Yeah, I was in season two on the first day.
Jesus,
that's because I had the day off, and all I did that day was watch My Hero.
And it wasn't that hard of a watch.
No, I was into it the whole time.
All right, so next we have the number three pick.
Yeah, the third. This is the top three.
Top three. We have Scumswish. Scumswish,
fantastic anime.
Beautifully written.
Yeah.
Beautiful characters.
It's the perfect anime to like watch. When it's raining or when it's cold or something.
Exactly.
When you're inside.
The feel bad anime of 2017.
Yeah. Fantastic anime.
Fantastic. And then we have the polar opposite of that.
Yeah.
In most spots besides one is The World Only God Knows.
Yep. Number two.
Number two. If you haven't listened to that podcast yet or haven't seen that anime, go ahead and watch it. It's great.
It's fantastic. It's another fantastic anime. I don't know what other words to describe. Yeah,
exactly. And then at the very tip top.
Yep.
And this last, I don't want to go too much into this episode that we just watched before this podcast. It cemented it even
more
higher in my list, in my pantheon, is My Hero Academia.
Yeah. It's only getting higher with this season three.
Exactly. I think every episode has been strong.
Yeah.
No weak episodes yet. Yeah. As of
all the characters that they're introducing in season three are all strong, and I really want to see more of it.
Exactly. I'm really excited for the movie in August.
When is that? It's in August?
It's in August.
Okay. And we're gonna see that in theaters, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's actually premiering in July at Anime Expo.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So if you
where's that at?
Anime Expo in LA.
Oh.
So if you have a Anime Expo pass, you can go see it for free.
Wow.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Other than that, I personally don't know what's gonna beat it.
Yeah, it has to be. I think what you said in the podcast was it has to be something that you are not aware of.
Exactly. It has to be, like
something you haven't watched and something that you're not really aware of.
Like I feel, I know a lot of people would put like classics up higher than it.
Yeah, definitely. People but, probably like Dragon Ball Z will probably.
Well, I know one of my coworkers who I actually introduced to My Hero.
Uh-huh.
He said, you know, it's his second favorite anime. The only reason why it's his second favorite
is because of nostalgia.
Yeah, it's nostalgia for Dragon Ball. He's had Dragon Ball for years, and I was like, that's fair.
Yeah,
he's
I understand that.
But I've experienced emotions and like I've never experienced watching anime before, and I was like, that's. It's pretty good for a shonen anime.
Yeah, it's really good for a shonen. I mean, it does a lot of stuff that shonens don't really do.
Exactly. I really want something. I honestly want to be surprised. I want something to beat it.
Yeah, definitely.
I remember when I watched the first season of My Hero, and I was like, this is probably going to be my favorite anime of all time. And then the tournament arc sealed it for me.
Definitely.
And then now the hideout raid arc has cemented it even higher. I don't know what can beat it.
Yeah. What can beat the United States Smash?
Nothing.
Yeah.
Maybe Haikyuu season 4. maybe that'll beat it.
Yeah, maybe. All
right. So again, check in 10 episodes. 10 more episodes for the updated list.
Yeah, the top, 28 or something?
I'm really hoping by maybe a year into it, like, the whole episode will be Just counting down.
That would be really cool.
Counting down the episodes.
Just one episode of just the countdown.
Exactly. That actually
makes me excited.
I actually really enjoyed like talking about just little stuff about these.
Yeah.
Like now.
Mm-hmm. I can't wait till we go back and talk about Flint again.
Oh my goodness. All right. So now that's out of the way. All right, Jay. This week was Haikyuu seasons 2 and 3.
Yep. You want to drop the synopsis on us?
Oh, yeah, sure, Jay. Let me get that real quick for you.
We are prepared.
We are. Yes. All right. So after Kurosano's heartbreaking loss to Abo Josai, the club regroups as they try to make it to Nashville once more and get their revenge against
Abo Josai.
Abo Josai.
Yeah.
That's basically it.
Yeah, that's basically it.
Spike the ball, block the ball, get the rebounds.
Yeah, receive it.
Get out there and beat Abo Josai. Okawa's pretty face into the ground.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Jay, do you want to hit us with some facts?
Sure thing.
At least you're ready. Yeah.
So Haikyuu is a sports shonen anime released in 2015. There are 60 episodes. There's 3 seasons. The second season has 25 episodes. The third season has 10 episodes. It's a pretty short season.
Yeah. I don't know why they only did 10 episodes. It's so...
I know. It's weird.
I don't know why they just didn't wait for more material.
Yeah. I guess... Yeah, that would have made more sense. Maybe they were trying to strike the iron while it was hot or something.
Oh, yeah. Exactly.
So this anime was based on the manga written and illustrated by Haruchi Furudate. And... since I already talked about like some of the stuff that she's written, he or she has written, I decided to talk about some of her favorite things. And her favorite series is One Piece and another, I think it was a movie called Tekkonkinkreet. Have you ever heard of Tekkonkinkreet?
No.
I think it's a movie, an anime movie. And I don't really know much about it. Oh, and she also admires the art style of Bleach, which I kind of see in her style.
Yeah, I can.
Especially
I can
see like that. Especially like the hair.
Yeah, I can feel that. Yeah, okay. I don't know what to say about it.
Yeah, I guess it kind of looks like it. This anime was directed by Susumu Mitsunaka, and he also works as a key animator. And some of his works include Black Lagoon and Tekkonkinkreet. Whatever, the one that I just said. Tekkonkinkreet. And the fourth Inuyasha movie is another thing that he worked as a key animator.
Do you have the name of that movie? Because I'm going to guess what it is. Do you have the name of it or no?
No, I don't have it.
Dang it.
Sorry.
I'm pretty sure that's like the two swords or whatever. I don't know. I can only remember 3 movies. But yeah, never mind.
So the studio is Production IG, and they've also, besides anime, they also worked on a number of video games, such as Tales of Phantasia, I believe that's the PlayStation port, and Tales of Destiny, Wild Arms 2, and Valkyrie Profile. A lot of RPGs, mostly.
Okay, yeah.
It's interesting that they worked on Tales of Phantasia, because we didn't get that in the United States until the Game Boy Advance remake.
Okay.
Yeah, because it originally came out on the Super Nintendo and the PlayStation 1, and we never got it. We only got the remake on Game Boy Advance.
That's super weird.
Yeah. So this is licensed by Sentai Filmworks in North America. We talked about them already enough.
Exactly. Great company. Support them.
Music was done by 2 people, Yuki Hayashi, who's worked on Diabolic Lovers, Death Parade, and Dive. Dive isn't actually an anime I'd probably want to do sometime in the future.
Or Free might also be a good one, too.
Free Mouse?
Free? You ever heard of Free?
Oh, what is it? What is it about?
It's a swimming anime.
Oh, okay. So it's like Dive.
Yeah, basically. Dive is the knockoff.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. Free is the originator. Real quick tangent, actually. I've been wanting to tell you this.
Uh-huh.
But, because for some reason I brought up Free. But, Free has some crazy, crazy fans.
Uh-huh.
Crazy Fujoshi fans. Those are girls who like boy and boy.
Okay.
And boys love.
Yaoi stuff.
Yaoi. Yeah, exactly. And there is this thing where the town is one of those animes where the backgrounds are like from an actual town.
Oh, like from photographs, right?
Yeah. And the town was like, oh, we're gonna plant a bunch of cherry blossom trees in the town. Okay. Because we want more tourists to come in and look at our cherry blossoms. And the fans of Free lost their minds because they're like, if you put those trees in those locations, they're not going to look the same anymore from the anime.
What the hell?
And I was like, and they didn't. They got so many complaints that they didn't put them in.
Wow. That's ridiculous.
Exactly. But one of my favorite things someone said about it, right? Uh-huh. They're like, why don't you just come up with an OVA where the boys plant the trees?
That's a good way to fix it.
Yeah, I was like, yo, that's genius. Yeah. And you get to sell more free stuff. Mm-hmm. But yeah,
and help the environment. Trees are a good thing.
Exactly. Back to Haikyuu.
Back to Haikyuu. Okay, so the other person that worked on the music is Asami Tachibana, and they've worked on Gundam Build Fighters, Robotics Notes, and Seraph of the
Surf End.
Of the End.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shout out to the music crew, because I know on the last podcast we kind of took a dump on them.
Yeah. They definitely stepped up their game this time around. I'd noticed the music a lot more this
time. Yeah. I also noticed, maybe because I was looking for it more now. Mm-hmm. But no, I wasn't even looking for it. I was just like, oh, this is really good. It's a really good song.
Yeah.
Yeah, big ups. Maybe just because I wasn't expecting it. I liked it, but it was pretty good.
Yep. So the first opening theme of the second season is by Spy Air. And some of the stuff they worked on is Bleach, Mobile Suit Gundam, Iron-Blooded Orphans, and they did the Japanese theme for Amazing Spider-Man, like I said the last time. The second opening in the second season and the opening for the third season is by Burnout Syndrome. So they did both of them.
Oh, okay.
And the ending theme of the second season is by Galileo Galilei. I remember my wife saw that and was like, is that the astronomer? I'm like, no, that's the band.
It's the band, exactly.
Like, obviously, he didn't write a song. And the second ending theme of the second season is by Takika, and they've done Space Brothers, or Space Brother, and Naruto Shippuden.
So, I actually feel the second season's second opening was as strong as the first season's first opening.
Oh, you mean that Don't Fly.
Yeah.
I love that. I was singing that song so much this whole week.
I really loved it. Mm-hmm. I think I still the first season's first song one is stronger.
Yeah.
Like visual wise and just music wise, I think it's a lot stronger. But it's comparable at least now, I feel. Mm-hmm. And then the third, I didn't like any of the endings until the very last third season's ending.
Yeah, that song is done by Nico Touches the Walls, and it's featuring somebody. I forgot to write it,
but it's really good.
Yeah, that song reminds me of the Lazy song by Bruno Mars.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah, it has the same kind of like tempo.
Yeah, it's very nice and slow and folky. Oh, what did you say? It's folky. Not really.
It's acoustic, so acoustic. It could be considered a little bit folky, maybe folk inspired.
Exactly.
That ending is really good with all the scroll, like you said before we started the podcast.
Yeah,
and you get to see all the characters.
Yeah, exactly.
It's really cool.
One of my favorite things about that ending too is you can see how much personality every character has as it's scrolling, and even to where like. When you get to Kurosano at the end, you see like Tanaka like losing his balance, trying to
and he looks angry.
Yeah, and you see like you see Kageyama and Hinata like trying to battle out to be who's in
first. The front. Yeah. And we see Tsukishima being all composed and straight.
Yeah, it's really really cool. Mm-hmm. All right, so
I have cross media.
Yeah.
So For cross media, since I already talked about it, I wanted to dive a little bit into the crossover with the anime called Nisekoi. And I know in the last podcast I mentioned that it was a beach volleyball anime, and
no, it isn't. Nisekoi. I don't know why. I was like, because you said, I don't think you mentioned the name.
Yeah.
You just said beach volleyball. Now you said Nisekoi.
Yeah, it's not.
Do you know what Nisekoi is now?
Yeah, I know what it is. It's a
rom-com harem anime. Yeah,
exactly.
That makes me more interested than I was before.
Yeah. So it's called Nisekoi, and basically the premise is that Hinata, Nishinoya, Tanaka, and Kaguyama stumble across a beach volleyball tournament, and they join in because they see all the girls participating, and they get matched against the characters of Nisekoi. And that's pretty much it.
Wow, that's pretty cool. I actually might want to go check that out.
Yeah, it came included with one of the volumes of the Haikyuu anime manga.
Did you look up any of the OVAs?
No.
Yeah.
I didn't even realize there was OVAs until I was doing some more research.
Yeah, and I just figured it out. I was looking at episodes today, and I saw, like, one is about... Oh, his name's not Leo. It's like Val. Is that his name? The guy from Nekomata? The Russian, the half Russian guy.
Oh yeah, Lev.
Lev. I always forget about Val. Lev. Yeah, it's a OVA about Lev learning stuff.
Okay,
which is pretty cool. And then another one didn't even have a description on it.
Wow.
But it was about them and their failing grades.
Okay.
So seems like fun times.
Yeah. All right, so you want to hop into the...
Yeah, so let's hop into the actual meat and potatoes.
Yeah.
Do you have anything general you want to get off your chest before we start?
I love those eye catches.
Great. I love them also. There was, I was kind of disappointed that they carried some over. I was hoping that they would get rid of them and make new ones.
Yeah.
But you can't have everything. Mm-hmm. It was really, really good. I really liked them.
Yeah. Well, what are some of your favorite of the new ones they introduced?
A lot of them, like, with the new manager.
Oh, yeah.
Those ones were really... Because I really like her as a character, which is really cute. Yeah,
the one with Tanaka's sister.
I have his name down here. It's Bokuto, the guy with the white and black hair.
Yeah.
Like, his one was pretty strong.
Yeah, he served it, and the other guy didn't
notice. Ignored him, just ignored him as he did it.
Mm-hmm.
I think even the red hair guy, right, from the season 3, don't they have ones
Tendo?
Too? Yeah.
I know the main guy has had one where, like, he clipped the net and it still hit the...
Right.
But he had, like, no reaction to it. It shows you how, like, I don't know if he's, like, dumb or something, but...
No, like, he's just stoic, I think he is, more than anything.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, how about what are some of your ones that you really like too? I think I've hit all the good ones, honestly.
I like the new manager one. What's her name again? Yachi.
Yachi, yeah.
Yeah, hers is really... I think hers is like my favorite out of the new ones.
Yeah, it's pretty strong.
I did like Tsukishima. He finally got one.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and his was okay. He didn't even get to serve.
I know Tsukishima, his friend... I know last week we were like, oh, he got one, but was it a floating serve? And it was a floating serve.
Yeah.
Both of his success one and
his failed one.
Fail one are both floaties.
So that's a really cool detail.
It is. So I feel like they fixed a lot of the problems we had.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Coming out of the first season.
Yeah, because one of them was... Tsukishima not having that much of a development.
And he gets a lot. And his friend get a lot of development, I feel, in here. A
bunch of development.
And then we were talking about the music. The music was a lot better.
Yeah. I asked for more training arcs.
And we got a whole training arc.
We got a whole training arc.
I also enjoy that even though they learned moves and the training camp was a week after, they still didn't have their moves down.
Yeah.
Like in normal sports anime, it's like, oh, they learn a technique and like that's that. That's
it. They could use it no matter what.
100%.
Mm-hmm.
And I even like it where they're like, when they did the new quick, they're like, oh, it's only a 70% chance that we can hit it.
Mm-hmm.
And they were like, even Kageyama was like scared to use it in a match.
Yeah, he had to ask for permission to use it.
Yeah, and then even when he did use it in the match, he did miss some.
Yeah.
And that's also a really cool detail I found. There was one where Kageyama, it's an eye catch where Kageyama tosses up, does a quick with Hinata.
Oh, yeah.
And Hinata misses, mm-hmm. and Hinata's like mad at himself, and so is Kageyama's also mad at himself. Like he's looking at his own hands, like what the heck.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually really appreciated that little detail in there.
Yeah, that one's really cool.
Yeah, that's
such smooth animation for that.
Oh yeah, I don't. This a lot of higher quality things in this anime.
Yeah, definitely.
A lot of money was poured into it. It feels.
Yeah.
A lot of dark screens on like weird shots too, or like less light in the scene.
Okay.
Like on weird innocuous shots, like I didn't understand.
Mm-hmm.
Like it was like of the ball spinning, and then for some reason, even though you see more high quality shots happening, it for this one random ball shot was blacked out. Like I didn't understand. All right, so without anything other general before we hit these topics?
No, we can jump into it.
Yeah, I have a lot of
cinematography.
Yeah.
Well, let's talk about the art first. Yeah,
this is the art before we go. Freaking wonderful. I love the art in this anime.
Yeah, this is fantastic art style. I love the colors. All the new character designs.
All the character designs are amazing. My actual favorite team from the third season, they're my favorite because they're not overly designed. Like their hair isn't overly designed. Like they look like normal dudes.
Is that the red team? The red?
Yeah, the purple, right? The last team face in season 3.
The whole season 3.
Yeah, season 3.
Okay.
All their hair is like normal, but they don't look like bland characters.
Yeah.
Like usually
the only one that stands out is Tendo.
You think? I don't know.
With his red hair.
I feel like stand out, yeah. Like visually stand out.
Mm-hmm.
But everyone, like they look normal, mm-hmm. but in their like normalcy, they look different because everyone else has like weird hair.
Yeah. I thought you were talking about not the first team that they face in the tournament arc. You're
talking about the party team?
Yeah, no, not that team.
That's the second team. The third team?
I think it might be the third team.
No, there was no 13 because that was Abu Josai.
No,
when
did they play that team where the captain had his family up in the crowd?
Oh, that wasn't the party team.
Yeah, that wasn't the party team.
Oh, there was a third team. I guess there was. I guess you're right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's also really cute. I love that that one.
I mean, that team didn't look
overly designed either. Yeah. Yeah, I can see that.
Mm-hmm. I thought you were talking about that team.
Yeah, is that one of the teams they beat in like an episode? They do all the sets.
I think it was about. One. I think it was probably 1.5 episodes. Or something like that.
Yeah. Every new character they showed off,
mm-hmm.
I wanted to see more of.
Yeah, definitely.
Even all the managers.
Oh yeah.
I really liked how everyone has like completely different managers.
Yeah. I liked all the uniforms.
Yeah. The uniforms are super dope.
I actually want to own like every single uniform.
Who had your favorite one?
Oba Josai.
Just the powder blue and the white makes it like pop.
Yeah, it makes it look so like elegant or like uppity almost. Like I could tell they're from a high class school.
So I think it's purposely done like that to clash with Kurosano's colors,
mm-hmm.
how it's just black and orange,
mm-hmm.
so it's like really dreary colors, and then here the whites and the powder blue just pop.
Yeah,
I really like that.
That's a really good contrast.
They're also my favorite ones.
Mm-hmm.
I really liked the party teams.
Oh yeah, the yellow,
yeah, that was really cool. And then the team they faced before. The one that the purple,
yeah.
I think the year before that they were pink. No, I want to say they were pink, weren't they?
No, wait. What was the team with the family in
the stands? They might have been
pink.
Yeah, that I also like that.
Yeah, that's a nice. Dope. Yeah, it's really cool. Yeah, because I recall them after the game that he was wearing like a pink track jacket.
Yeah, so
So maybe. It might have been them.
So yeah. Is ICS or whatever the things that the logo on their thing, is that like a
real company?
Yeah, is that a company?
I'm not sure.
Yeah, I always wondered.
Yeah, with the footprint.
Yeah. So I think the cinematography in this one really picked up.
Oh yeah, definitely.
A lot of the cool shots.
Yeah.
I really liked a lot of cool details. I really liked was finding out, you know, when Hinata doesn't like studying.
Oh yeah.
He leaves his book at the manager's house.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you noticed, but his book was all ripped and like torn. He doesn't care for studying, so he doesn't take care of his books.
Oh, okay.
And like that's like a really cool detail because he's a messy person. Mm-hmm. That's a really cool detail. Like it's either like a hand-me-down book that he bought, or like he just like
doesn't take care of it. He like tosses it or something. Yeah,
exactly. It was a really cool detail. I liked.
One that I really liked was after the Oba Josai match.
Mm-hmm.
There's like a part where Kageyama and two of his previous teammates from middle school are like face to face.
Yeah.
And like you see like this POV shot of one of the guys from Oba Josai, and he's looking at Kageyama, and then you see the camera like go down as if he was looking down.
Yeah.
It was that's like the shot that like I said out loud. I was like, oh wow, that was pretty cool.
There's a lot of cool
POV stuff.
POV stuff in this one. Like a lot of like the serve.
Yeah, that's another thing I wrote down was the serving.
Serving cameras. Yeah. Really strong. I really thought the Hinata Kageyama fight was shot pretty well.
Oh,
pretty aggressive. I
forgot about that.
Yeah, exactly. There's a lot of emotion
mm-hmm.
in that fight. And it gets broken up by Tanaka like in a funny way.
Yeah.
But I like how they don't show how he broke it up at that moment because it would break the scene.
Mm-hmm.
And then later on, they insert that he went and like knocked them
both out.
Yeah.
Well, just punched them.
Yeah, punched them, exactly. But they didn't show it. And like I like how they both have bandages on their face.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But not from each other. They didn't get it from each other. They got it from Tanaka coming and hitting them, which is also a really, really cool detail.
Mm-hmm. Another cool detail is Daichi's bruise.
It kept going.
Mm-hmm.
That was a really nice little detail that they kept. I was going to ask, I forgot to ask the last podcast, but do you know why Kageyama presses two things on the vending machine? He always presses two options on the vending machine.
Yeah, but it's the same option.
Is it the same option? Yeah. So it's just like, oh, if one's empty, then the other one?
Yeah.
That's what I thought
I think that's what it is. He always gets milk.
Yeah. So I always thought it was, something special.
Mm-hmm.
Another really cool shot I liked, it's also like one of the serves. It was when Tsukishima's friend was float serving against Oppo Josai.
Uh-huh.
And just like when he gets the 5 straight points,
mm-hmm.
like how they frame him in that moment. I think that the episode is called like
something spineless, right? Like
yeah. Like they're like well, it's not called like the Revenge of the Spineless, but it's I forget what it's called. Yeah. It's like the something of the coward.
Uh-huh.
And just like how it makes him like you could see his confidence.
Yeah.
Growing and just radiating out of him.
Yeah, you're talking about that like spinny thing that he went around him, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But just his like aura about him mm-hmm. in that one part makes him seem like he's like 10 feet tall.
Yeah.
It was really, really cool.
Yeah. Shout outs to Yamaguchi. He's a really cool character and I'm glad that he got his moment to shine.
What was the name of the ace from the season 3? They were facing? What's his name? Do you have him down?
Ushijima.
Yeah, so Ushijima. A shout out to the last point.
Oh, that last volley
where they feel his pressure
mm-hmm.
and just visually show him pushing him down.
Oh yeah,
like his presence, just his presence of him there,
just bringing everybody down, the whole team.
Exactly, and then it ends with you see. The whole visual of him as the bird, the hawk.
The eagle.
Yeah. And then the crows just all attacking him at once. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, man.
One thing that I looked up was, because you know how, like, seagulls, they're called a flock of seagulls.
Uh-huh.
They mentioned it in the anime that a bunch of crows is called a murder of crows.
You don't know that until right now?
Well, the thing is, I told Nancy, my wife, about it. Uh-huh. Her name's Nancy, by the way. I told Nancy about it, and she didn't believe me because she said, oh, that's from an anime. It's probably not true.
No, yeah, it's a murder.
So I looked it up for her, and I was like, look, it's a murder of crows. And there's another thing that I found out. Do you know what a bunch of owls is called?
What?
A parliament.
That's so cool. A parliament of owls. I know, it's a gaggle of geese, too. I think lions also have a weird one, too.
Oh, really?
I just don't remember what it was, but a parliament of owls is so cool. yeah, I think, I forgot what lions are, but I'm pretty sure there's a funny thing for lions. Do you have any other ones before I monopolize this mess? I have a bunch.
Okay, so one thing that I did want to, like, mention was, like, I did notice that they use a lot of, like, the same stuff.
Yeah, I was about to say, they got their money's worth out of the one shots that I feel they got a lot of their money's worth was Orikawa's serve, his jump serve.
Yeah.
They got their money's worth on that one.
Yeah, definitely.
And then they also got their money's worth on the synchronization attack.
Oh, yeah, definitely. They use that, like, a bunch of times.
My favorite one was Jozenji. Jozenji does the party school,
mm-hmm.
a party team. When they do that same attack,
uh-huh.
all it is like they change the jersey colors.
Oh, yeah.
And then just change the background characters.
Yeah.
But it's the same animation.
Yeah. The one that I noticed was every time that Tanaka spikes, it's like the same blockers, except they just change the jerseys, change the hair.
That's great.
I mean, it's actually a really good cost-cutting measure.
Yeah. And then also the really cool deformity of when Mad Dog spikes.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that's the freaking dopest thing.
They got their money's worth on that one too, because I was like, if they only did it once, it'd be like, that's respect for spending that much on that one shot. But they used it a bunch of times, so discredit, but it was pretty cool
the way the way he spikes a bunch of times and the way he serves a bunch of times.
Well, the one that I think that was really cool that they only showed once was Lav. How Lav spikes. He has like a rubber, like Luffy arm, basically.
Oh, yeah.
He slaps.
Yeah, that was crazy.
I think they only showed that once, maybe mm-hmm. once or twice, not too much.
Yeah, and Oikawa, I think his like super hard serve, I think they only showed it twice.
Yeah, he didn't use it that many times.
Where like the ball, like
you can deflates. See. Deflates. You can see the ripples in the ball.
Yeah.
And it like deflates on the,
in
on
his
the
hand.
Court. Well, then deflates on the court too.
Yeah.
Oh man, that's just a great shot.
So, like, speaking of Mad Dog, I really like the shot of when he's first introduced into the game, and like how the setter sets the ball for somebody else, and he just knocks him over and spikes it himself.
Exactly.
I actually really like that shot because he was like so. It was from backcourt, and it was low, so it was really cool how they shot that.
Yeah. I also really liked the bathroom stare down, where like I like how Hinata like recognizes like every time I go to the bathroom, there's always trouble in there.
Yeah,
and like he doesn't even make it to the bathroom.
It's like four people or something.
Exactly.
Like
exactly. There's like Orikawa,
Ushijima,
and then guy from Date.
Yeah, Oone.
Yeah. Or just all get stared down.
Yeah, and Oone just wanted to say hi to Hinata.
I really like the cockiness of Orikawa and is it Oijima? Is that his name?
Yeah,
I really like the cockiness of them. Like oh well, we're gonna face you. Like we're already like cashed their ticket to go and face each other in the finals.
Yeah,
like and that cockiness is what screwed them over in the end. Well, especially screwed over, I think, Oijima's team, because Oijima's team was, like, way overconfident, I feel.
Super. They didn't think they were going to lose at all.
Exactly. Well, who?
And nobody actually expected them to lose.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I was going to say. Like, who expected them to lose? They've won 3 years in a row.
Yeah.
Or 2 years in a row. Up
until they were called the, what, absolute champions or something like that?
Yeah, because they had never lost that round going in. And isn't Oijima, isn't he like the number one?
Yeah, he was on the Japan national team for under 19 or something like that.
Yeah, so I got really excited when they announced that Kageyama.
Mm-hmm.
Was
it the same team?
Yeah, well, he's going to be on the practice squad.
Oh, okay.
They wanted to like test him out to see if he can hang.
That's cool. Imagine him setting to freaking Oshijima.
Well, what kind of sucks is that, so he's not adaptable, not yet anyway.
Okay.
Like, he has the, they always mention, like, he has the skills.
Oh, you're talking about Kageyama.
Yeah, Kageyama. Like, Kageyama has the skills.
Yeah.
That he just doesn't, or he has, I guess, the ability, but not the skill set.
Yeah, yet. He takes longer than, like, somebody like Oikawa to adapt to another person.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. But once, if he gets, like, Oikawa's level.
Yeah.
Or experience that he has, then he's gonna be really, really good.
Yeah.
I also really like how they kind of leave Hinata out of it. Like, mm-hmm. the easy choice would have been like, oh, Hinata.
Yeah.
To go, but Hinata's also like not amateur still, but he's still
learning.
Like, fairly new to the game.
Yeah.
Which
I mean, he's still a first year. It's crazy that Kageyama is a first year and he's going to actually practice with them.
Exactly. Well, they're nearing their second at this point.
Okay, yeah.
They're getting really close.
Do they have a summer break in Japan?
Yeah, but that was the training camp.
Oh, yeah,
the training
right.
camp was in the summer.
Okay.
And then that's why it's so weird, because it was in the summer, and then they were like, oh, the spring tournament. They're mm-hmm. heading to the spring tournament.
Yeah.
But by the time the spring tournament heads around, the third years aren't
supposed to be there.
Be there, yeah, because it's they're graduated at that point. Maybe it's before graduation.
Okay.
Maybe it depends on what part of spring, because I think the Japanese school year starts in April, I want to say.
Okay.
April or May. If Persona has taught me anything, it's like April or May. I think school starts.
Okay.
Hold on, let me see. I think I have a little bit more on here. Oh, the new quick spin, when they do the new quick. The spinning camera rotating with the ball.
Oh, yeah. That's a really cool shot.
And it's like spinning in the opposite direction of the ball. So it looks like this ball spinning even faster.
Mm-hmm.
Really, really neat shot.
They get their money's worth from that one, too.
Oh, yeah. They get a lot of it. And I think that's all I have for this.
Mm-hmm.
Well, like, a really cool analogy, I like they used visual analogy, was like the crows leaving the nest, the baby crows leaving the nest.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, going up and learning how to fly.
Yeah.
Like, they're not holding each other's hands anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And especially when with the Tsukushima, he was like, he's refusing to leave the nest, basically.
Yeah.
Because he just wasn't
into the game.
Yeah. And I also love the shot when he's like, he blocks the he blocks Oshijima's spike, and then he just starts getting super hype.
Yeah,
I really love that shot.
Yeah, and then they showed the flashback of how they said, "Oh, once that moment happens to you,
you'll love it.
You're
going to
be hooked."
Well, I really love how even their aces were like, "Yeah, I didn't really like volleyball." Up until that moment happened to me.
Yeah.
And that's like a really cool, honest look at sports. Like, some people don't like the sports they're good at. They're good at it, so that's where they do it.
Uh-huh.
But then once they find the love, that's the next step up.
The next level.
Okay, so let's go worst characters.
Okay. Mine's, well, it's not even worst characters. It's the least.
Right.
You're probably going to be mad because I put Oshijima as, like, my least.
Really?
Yeah, not because he's a bad character. It's just he doesn't really meld with me that much. I mean, he doesn't really have that much of a personality, and he's pretty much stoic. Like
he's just
said.
Like a big bad.
Yeah,
but he's not even like cool. Like I think the guy from Date.
Yeah,
he's stoic. Doesn't really have a character, but
yeah.
For some reason, I like him more than.
Well, he did get more, a little bit more. We get more of him.
Than yeah, Ushigima. But I think even in the little we got of him in the first season is better than what we got from.
As a whole?
Yeah.
In the whole third season?
Yeah. I feel like he. Ushijima, like, melded into the background in a lot of the episodes.
Mm-hmm.
Especially, like, a lot in the beginning episodes. I mean, after the first set.
Yeah.
I think like in the second set, like he kind of blends in the background to other stronger characters. Like, I don't have his name down, but the red hair.
Otendo.
Like, he's probably like, the MVP of that team, I feel. Like, he's really cool. Yeah.
But in Ushijima's defense, I did really enjoy his little backstory about him being left-handed and his, grandparents or something like that wanting him to... force him to use his right hand or something like that.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
Yeah.
I have the same as like you said, it's like least favorite. Like he's still really cool, but I don't know. Everyone else is really strong,
yeah.
I feel.
Okay.
So for your favorite character, for me, I tried to choose characters that weren't on my list before.
Yeah, I also did that.
I actually kind of felt like Kanata didn't get a lot of development this time around.
Definitely, he didn't.
But everyone else who needed it got boosted.
Mm-hmm.
Like Tsukishima, I loved his character.
Yeah,
in here from being like the passive, like dude.
For me, I feel like he's like the star of like the second season and the third season.
Oh yeah, even the coach tells him like you're the MVP.
Yeah, he had like the most development. And I just loved his backstory with his brother.
Oh, and, such his brother is such a heartbreaking story.
Yeah. And my favorite play out of this, probably in the entire series, is his block against Ushijima.
Oh, it has the biggest reaction at the end, I feel.
His voice is very different when he screams.
Yeah. I was, when you said that, I was like, I wonder what my favorite... play was, and that one is up there just because it's just so. No, you know my favorite one actually is the first time Kageyama does the dump on Abo Josai.
Oh, that's a good one
because it's just so cocky of like I'm gonna do this again. Oh my goodness.
You know,
I'll be ready. I'm going to do it again.
You know, another thing between Kageyama and Okawa is that when Okawa's team lost, he said, "Don't get too cocky. It's 1-1.
Yeah, we're 1-1 now."
Yeah. That was so freaking tight. I was like, "Yeah. I like Okawa now. Yeah, I like him a lot more."
I actually got more like respect for him in that arc. Especially even when they were like down, he was like, "We're not gonna lose."
Yeah,
like he was determined.
Mm-hmm. For me, Yachi.
Yeah, I have Yachi on mine also.
I mean, she's so cute and so freaking adorable.
When I saw her in the opening, I got really excited. I was like, "Yo, a new girl!"
Yeah,
I'm so excited. And
yeah, such a great addition to the cast.
She's everything I wanted the original manager to be, just like a moe girl who gets flustered really easily.
Yeah, super cute.
Oh my goodness!
I loved how like nervous she was about how tall everybody was and. Scary everybody looked at her.
Yeah, exactly. And she was like, if I hang out with the manager, her fan club's gonna kill me. And then like she sees the coach and she like, oh my god, a gangster, I gotta run.
Yeah.
Oh my god. And everyone's just like a sweetheart on that team.
Yeah.
I also have Bokuto. Bokuto is the ace. I forgot what school he's from, but
it's like Fukudani or something like that.
Yeah. He's just like a really cool, laid back, chill dude.
Yeah,
who even like
helps you out.
Yeah, he helps you out. And my favorite part, they ask him like, "Yo, what? We're enemies. Why would you help?" And he's like, "I'm a nice guy. So why not?"
Yeah.
And then like I like when Hinata hits him with the block.
Oh yeah.
And then hits him. I think he also does the downwards spike on him.
Yeah.
And he's like, "It's like what the heck?" And then like his teammate goes, "Yeah, because you taught him how to do it."
Yeah, that was really cool. I have a Mad Dog. I don't even know his real name.
I don't remember his real name either. But
he was so cool.
He's just like his hair is really cool.
Yeah.
The stripes.
Yeah. His natural hair is that brown. It's not blonde.
Yeah, it's blonde. So like he dyed it blonde and just kept the streaks of his original hair, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, really cool.
just
a cool design.
Yeah, he's just a really, really cool kid. And like you said, like he wanted to show off his pressure.
Uh-huh.
At the beginning of he basically threw somebody out of the way just so he can spike.
Yeah, and it was a failed spike.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, he was just reckless the whole time. And his team even called him, or I think Ukai said that he was a double-edged sword or something like that.
Yeah, something like that. I also have Seiko, and that's Tanaka's
big sister. Yeah.
As soon as I figured out, they showed like she was part of like the drum corps, like the festival drums. I'm like, oh, this chick is really, really cool.
shout out to what is it? Body Wraps or something?
Yeah,
you heard it here first. Body Wraps are freaking dope.
Exactly. Oh my goodness, she's just so really, really, and probably my favorite. She's probably my waifu in this series. She's pretty cute.
Yeah. I think if I had to pick one, it'd be the other captain of the Kurasano girl team.
Yeah, she's pretty cute too. Mm-hmm. When she was giving
the
lucky charm.
Yeah.
She was, "Oh, it's not for you, it's for the whole team."
And then at the end when he held it up, she was crying.
It's so cute. And then we have do you have any other favorite characters?
Yeah, I have Tendo. This is that red hair crazy looking dude.
Yes,
he is so cool.
Just like how they animated him, of like he has the crazy eyes.
Yeah, he was like cockeyed or something, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Or it looked that way. And I really like that he like was singing songs about like breaking people's spirits and stuff.
he got into people's heads.
Yeah, and his little backstory that he had was pretty cool too. How like nobody wanted to play with him.
Yeah, exactly.
And actually, I was actually a bit sad that he was gonna stop playing volleyball after high school.
I actually really liked that part, because he's like, "Yeah, I'm gonna stop, but I'm gonna keep cheering you on."
Yeah,
and he's like, Oijima. I was like, "Yeah, okay." And he goes, "Yeah, and when you make it big and they make a documentary about you, they can come and interview me. You have my permission to come and interview me." pretty cool.
Yeah.
Do you have anybody else on your favorites?
Well, I have like just the general cast. Like everybody was really cool.
Yeah, I mean everybody. I didn't like mention.
Everybody had really cool moments.
Exactly.
Like
I don't feel like Suga got any like really cool moments.
Who?
Suga.
Oh yeah.
I don't feel he got really
He did
cool.
get more game time, I think.
I think was it Suga where in the third season when they were starting to mess up, like he yells at him.
Oh yeah. That was a good moment for Suga.
Yeah, and then the ref like is gonna tech him up, and then they're like, "Calm down." He's like, "It's fine, I'm sorry."
Yeah, even the ref was getting mad.
Yeah, exactly.
But everybody had like their really cool moments, like Hinata with that like Spider-Man receive that he did.
Yeah,
that was really cool. I think in the third season, it wasn't the third season. I think it might have been on the last volley, Nishinoya receiving two of Ushijima's serves.
Yeah,
or not serves, spikes.
Spikes. Yeah,
it was like two in a row that he picked up. Ugh. And he was like on his knees when he got the second one.
Oh, it's so cool.
It was so awesome.
I really also really like the fact like they knocked out they took Hinata out of the play of the final volley.
Yeah.
And I just really liked, this is really cool of them to like take out the ace or whatever, or the future ace of the team.
Yeah.
Yeah, so who do you have as your most underused character?
I actually put Tanaka, because during the training arc, like everybody had like their own thing that they were working on, And I feel like Tanaka, he was part of like the sync.
The sync, but everyone in that group didn't really get anything.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, like, Asahi had his, like, he was practicing his serve. I don't think Suga was doing the synchronized thing.
Yeah.
But I think Tanaka, Tanaka didn't really get that anything much.
Specific.
Yeah. And he kind of like blended in. He didn't really get too much time to shine.
A lot of his stuff that I felt like he stood out was whenever he was interacting with his sister.
Oh, yeah.
Like his sister calling him by his first name and he's like, stop. You're embarrassing me.
Yeah. And I could even say that about like Hinata. He didn't get too much screen time this time around either.
I think that's fair, but I didn't really want any more. I mean, yeah, I feel like he's the main character.
Uh-huh.
But I feel like this season like broadened, like branched out more.
Yeah.
To everybody, and I really enjoyed almost the even hand.
Yeah.
Everybody got.
Yeah, a lot of people got backstories, and I really enjoyed all of them.
Yeah, exactly. The only character I have is Bukoto.
Okay.
I really just liked his character, and I wanted to see more of him.
Yeah, it sucks that, well, he's in a different, like, tournament, so.
Well, that's what we were talking about. If there was a season 4, I'd really love to see that Japan Tokyo qualifier.
Yeah, see Nekoma playing against Spike, that team that knows how to spike good or something.
Yeah, exactly. I really love to see that, like, take a break from Kurosano.
Yeah, I mean, they did do a little bit of that with the Date versus Obe Josai. Obe Josai,
and it was really good. It was a really good episode.
Yeah, I really liked that episode.
Speaking of which, that is one of my favorite episodes. Is
all right.
Yeah, is the Iron Wall can be rebuilt again.
Uh-huh.
And then, but I really like how that phrase, like they're talking about how they can get stronger.
Yeah.
Not even though their third years are gone, their captain's gone.
Yeah.
They can come back stronger.
Yeah.
But in that episode, the Iron Wall gets chipped, like completely destroyed.
Yeah.
By Oikawa's power.
Mm-hmm.
Really, really good episode.
Yeah, I really love that episode.
I would
really nice change of pace to see something other than Hinata and Kageyama doing stuff.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. I really enjoyed it. Mm-hmm. Also enjoyed that the match, like where we jumped in on it, was like in the middle of the match.
Oh yeah,
yeah. So we didn't have to watch like the whole thing.
It was paced well.
Yeah, exactly. I also have the Illusionary Hero.
Oh, this is the backstory of Tsukishima, right?
Yeah, Tsukishima.
Oh, my God.
It is heartbreaking finding out that your brother's a loser. Not only is he a loser, he's a loser who doesn't even get to
be on the bench.
Yeah.
I wouldn't call him a loser. That's kind of
I know it's a little extreme. Mean, but it's just like, well, that's how he sees him.
Oh, yeah.
As a letdown.
Yeah.
Like, even
That's pretty much how like his personality got to where it was.
Exactly.
Why he doesn't give 100%.
Yeah. And then just seeing like the heartbreaking scene of him walking on his brother,
mm-hmm.
crying.
Yeah.
Because he's embarrassed.
Mm-hmm.
That was really, really sad.
Yeah, super sad.
And then to follow that one, I also have Moonrise.
Yeah.
Which is like the beginning of that. Of his character arc,
yeah.
Changing about him getting to care.
Yeah,
him and the other, him and the other two aces basically whipping him into shape.
Yeah, definitely
to getting him to start caring about volleyball.
Yeah, and we get a little bit more with how Yamaguchi and Tsukishima met.
Yeah, exactly.
It's really cool.
Direct Sunlight, and The episode after, I think it's Townsperson B. I think it's called Townsperson B.
Great.
This is where we see the introduction of Yachi.
Those are some of my favorite episodes as well.
Yeah. Really, really strong.
Mm-hmm.
Especially Direct Sunlight, I was talking to you about it.
Yeah.
It's like she compares hanging out with Hinata and Kageyama and just the club in general.
Yeah.
Of like hanging out in Direct Sunlight because like she's so drained.
Yeah, at the end of the day.
At the end of the day, just with all the energy that's around the room.
Yeah. And they give that nice comparison that Hinata's name actually means like sun or some has something to do with sun.
Sun, yeah, and
Tsukishima is moon.
Is moon.
Yeah.
And then you just get like her Yachi's interaction with her mom.
Oh yeah.
In the next episode, and she's like, "Well, don't everybody there is so passionate, and if you're not, you don't match, you know, the passion, you're gonna it's not worth you being there because you're gonna mess it up for all of them."
Yeah.
Really strong. And then the whole thing of like town person B is that, you know, she's like, "Oh, I never stood out in like in drama. I was always just town person B. I was just an offhand."
Yeah.
Like she's always town person B or like a tree or something. And then Hinata goes, "Oh yeah, I was town person's B."
Uh-huh.
And like all this stuff, and she sees like if this amazing person was like a background character back then, like I could be something.
Yeah.
I think she even tells her mom, like, even town person's B can be a strong person.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's I really just Yachi in general, she's just a cute, really cute character. I'm glad they introduced her.
Yeah. I think you even mentioned that at the end of the episode at the end of the third season, she was like foaming at the mouth at the end of the game.
Yeah, at the end of the game, she was so excited that she...
Yeah.
That
frothing at the mouth.
That goes down as reactions. Mm-hmm. That goes down as one of my favorites right next to My Hero season 2 during the tournament arc of Deku's mom like crying.
Oh yeah.
And like leads that to my favorite line of like,
"I passed out."
Yeah. I passed out 5 times, but the last 3 were because of dehydration. it's great.
Yeah.
Do you have any, I know I kind of dominated the favorite episodes portion.
Yeah, well, you said most of my favorites. I also have the last episode as being one of my favorites.
Yeah,
that last volley was freaking crazy.
Even though it was only 1 point and 1 volley, it was paced so well.
Yeah, exactly.
I really love the pace of that episode.
Yeah.
What actually, so them winning got me tearing up. Everyone's reaction to them winning.
Yeah. When as soon as Daichi hugged
Asuga.
Asuga and Asahi, I was like, I got choked up. It was
beautiful.
Yeah, it was a really touching moment.
The moment that really got me tearing up was the credits. And you see Tanaka's sister at her job, and she's showing them the menu, and then if you read the menu, what it says, it's like 10% of your proceeds go to the club to help them get to Tokyo.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I got really happy and like really like in my chest, like felt it.
Yeah.
And even with Yachi's final poster.
Oh, yeah.
Even says, too, if you want to support them,
uh-huh.
Call this number or whatever.
Yeah.
Which is also pretty, pretty cool.
Yeah. Another part that got me all choked up was the bow to the crowd the support. And Daichi holding up the lucky charm.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was such a good moment.
Oh, I also was very happy they finally got a cheer team in there. Mm-hmm. Like, finally some people came out to come see them.
Yeah.
I love how they were, like, really off with their chants because they were just... had practiced them the night before.
I really like that Hinata's old middle school friends came to show up as well.
Yeah, also really, really strong.
Mm-hmm.
So for least favorite episodes?
It's tough to say.
It's tough because I think there's no weak episode in season 2.
I mean, you mentioned this before that you don't really like the pacing of the third season.
So that's why I have it the whole third season as... my least favorite.
Yeah.
Because as a whole, it's just I feel like it's really badly paced.
Yeah.
Just there was points where I was like really bored watching it.
Mm-hmm.
Like it just didn't move fast enough for how I would like it.
Yeah, I could understand that. But also you were trying to watch it like all at once, right?
Yeah. So like I
watched like half of it and then I watched another half another day.
Yeah, to tell you how much I was cramming it. I started this morning
yeah.
to finish the third season because yeah, it was only 10
episodes. So it's
understandable
why you think that way.
Yeah, it was... I don't know. I want to say it was a letdown. It's just, I don't know. I wanted more. I just wanted more.
Well, there was definitely some really great moments in that third season.
Yeah, there's really, really cool. Really cool moment. Really good characters.
Yeah, really cool game.
It's just that, I don't know. It was just, it didn't sit well with me.
Yeah, I understand that. I'll have to agree with you with that one. I don't really have a least favorite.
Yeah, so it's hard.
I'll just agree with you.
Yeah, it's a really hard choice mm-hmm. for this season.
Yeah.
Which is weird because as I look at the list of, like up here,
yeah.
there's some episodes where you can definitely find weak episodes in the anime, in our top anime, anything yeah. above it. But for some reason, I can't put it higher on my list. Maybe it's just it's the feeling.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, overall, Haikyuu is a... It's a more or less of the same thing pretty much going on the whole time.
Yeah, I guess I can see that.
Yeah. But it definitely is a really strong anime.
Really strong anime, yeah.
That's why it is top 10 so, for now.
Yeah, for now. Mm-hmm. I don't know how long it's...
It'll stay
in there. I mean, the more we go, the yeah. higher.
It'll probably be more higher on my list because I'm gushing over this anime.
Yeah.
I really like this
yeah,
one.
Yeah, it was really good. I enjoyed it. Just not enough to put really high on my list.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, even mine is not super high. I think mine is like 8th.
Right.
And yours is what?
10th.
10th?
Yeah. All right. So do you have any final thoughts?
Do you have any things that you would want to change?
Yeah, just the... I don't think the last game needed
10 episodes. Yeah, I can see that. You mentioned this before we started the podcast. It would have been nice if they held back the third season for a little bit for more material. To make it like another 25 episodes.
Because I really hated they're like, oh, here's a tease for what's coming. And it's been 2 years.
Yeah.
So who knows if it's going to come. I mean, it's probably still selling really well.
Yeah.
So maybe it'll come back eventually, but yeah.
I'm pretty sure the manga's still going on.
Yeah, the manga is still going on. So, yeah. Other than that, I don't know if I could make any other changes.
Yeah,
they came back and
gave us everything we wanted.
Exactly. I forget what. It was like in One Piece we did that where we were like, oh, maybe like we don't. We felt uncomfortable saying stuff we would change because.
We don't know yet.
We don't know if it had fixed it yet.
Yeah.
But here, like, almost immediately, they fixed yeah. a lot of things.
Yeah. Really cool that they did that. Really, I wasn't expecting anything to be, like, changed.
I know. I was expecting just more of the same.
Yeah.
So, good thing they...
Yeah, they really good on it. Them.
So...
They're catering to Anime Cherry Bomb.
Exactly. They know. They heard the podcast, and they got in the time machine and...
Yep.
Made it
happen.
You heard it here first, folks. Anime Cherry Bomb, industry shaping podcast. 100%.
Yeah.
So you have any final thoughts?
This anime is great.
Yeah, it was really good. It was fun.
Yeah.
There were some hype moments.
Yeah, super hype.
Really well animated.
Mm-hmm.
Well written.
Mm-hmm.
Great characters.
Great designs.
I almost wish it wasn't a volleyball anime. Honestly, I would rather have study anime,
okay,
and have the volleyball be more in the background, and have the characters more in the foreground.
That'd have been it. That'd be super interesting.
Like,
I would love a Haikyuu beach episode.
Yeah, exactly.
Them going to Kyoto or something on a school
trip.
Yeah,
some more off adventures would be pretty fun. I enjoy just like off adventures.
Mm-hmm. There wasn't too many of that because even like the off episodes of this was like, volleyball related.
Well, even if you think of that's why I really like Townsperson B and
oh yeah, because it's about studying.
Yeah, well, it's more about
the characters.
Yeah, it's more about the characters than everything else. Like the basketball is in the back, or the basketball, the volleyball is in the background.
Yeah,
and it's all about I can't remember her name.
Yachi.
Yeah, Yachi, little Yachi.
Yeah.
yeah, and it's all about her and like how they're trying to get her to get there.
Mm-hmm.
or about her inner struggle. Oh, I also forgot to mention all the little details.
Oh yeah, I remember about her like poster,
like her stuff poster, like her notes. Mm-hmm. I feel like we're foreshadowing her, like liking Hinata.
Yeah,
but it was just like
more like friendship.
You think it's more friendship? I don't know.
I don't know.
I can't make that broad opinion like that. Yeah. But I feel like it could be like romantic thing between them.
Okay.
I
would definitely not. I'd be okay with it. Is what I'm saying.
I really wanted to see the captain and the two captains get together.
Oh yeah.
At the
end. But it's like Daichi kind of being like oblivious.
Yeah, right. Also, a little NSFW talk here. But I was really surprised. Look, so sometimes when we watch anime, especially like this, I go look up the doujins. I guess we could have put it in cross media.
Okay.
But I was really surprised at the website I used.
Uh-huh.
The top doujins weren't yaoi doujins.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the top doujins were actually of the manager.
Oh.
Exactly. I was like, whoa, I was really surprised.
Yeah, well, they're kind of like picking at straws because there's only two.
Only two girls.
Yeah, two girls.
Well, three with Tanakas. I know this is the wrong place to talk about doujins, but forget the doujin engine talks now. I wanted to see more of Hinata's sister.
Yeah, okay.
His little sister.
Oh, yeah.
She's very cute.
Yeah.
And I just wanted to see more of her. So accessibility. Anybody can watch it.
Anybody can watch it. You don't need to know anything about volleyball.
Yeah, we knew nothing about volleyball.
Yeah.
I feel like I know a lot more than I knew before.
Yeah, I definitely got a lot out of it. And you could find it on the first two seasons are on Hulu. You'd have to watch the third season on Crunchyroll. And I looked it up this time. It's not on Netflix.
That sucks.
Yeah. I actually looked up the anime list on Netflix, and it's very small. They don't have that much.
Yeah, but what they do have some good.
Yeah, and they have a lot of Netflix exclusives.
Yeah, like they say like original.
Yeah.
But it's like they paid.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I know, like, Little Witch Academia wouldn't exist.
Without Netflix.
Without Netflix.
Yeah.
They paid a lot of money to get it made. Mm-hmm. There's a Bones exclusive Netflix one, too.
I saw that there's a Production IG exclusive on there as well.
We might have to check those out.
Yeah.
Rewatchability.
I'd watch it again, especially if the fourth season is announced.
I think I'm about the same as last time. Like, I watched it once. I'm pretty...
Yeah.
Content.
I can see that.
A lot of sports anime, I feel like I watch it once. All right, it's fine.
Mm-hmm.
It was fun.
Yeah, it was a fun watch.
I'd watch like clips again, like really cool clips.
Oh, yeah, like a top 10 video or something.
Yeah,
like
I know. I watched a Yusei Run Goes With Everything with the last volley, and it was pretty good.
Really?
Yeah, it was pretty good.
That sounds cool. I want to watch that.
Maybe you might see it in the future.
Send that to me.
All right, so.
Rating?
Moment of truth rating. What would you give it?
I'm giving this not a high recommend, but not just a flat recommend. It's like in the middle of that.
I know. We need like a.
We need like a bar.
Rating for that.
Yeah.
Because what do we have? We have like high recommendation.
And recommend.
Recommend. Niche recommend. Don't recommend.
And pass.
Pass, right? But, yeah, it's in between recommend and high recommend.
Yeah.
I don't feel comfortable enough giving a high recommend.
Yeah, exactly.
But I do feel comfortable. I feel like it needs more than just a recommend.
Yeah.
Maybe we should talk about more of how we should do our rating system.
Okay. Yeah, maybe.
In the future.
Yeah, we'll do that.
But, yeah, I would recommend it. I actually do like I don't know. Like, I don't really like numbers.
Yeah.
But I do like recommend. Like, you should watch it. It's really good.
Yeah.
All right.
All right, guys. So that's the podcast.
No, we're not done, Jay.
Yeah. Oh, my God. How could I forget?
You're heading to the showers. Getting ready to go.
I know. I won the game, and I wanted to go home
already. Exactly. You picked a good one. Now it's my turn.
Are you picking a bad one?
Oh, I want to so bad. But not this week. We're not doing a bad one this week. So okay. you can grace your eyes and ears, I guess. This anime's fairly new. Not fairly new. 2016, 2017.
Okay. So last year-ish. Yeah.
2 years. 2 years last year. 20 episodes. Not too hard of a watch.
Okay.
We are going to watch Konosuba, God's Blessing on This Beautiful World.
Okay.
give
me the elevator.
The elevator pitch?
Yeah.
All right. So, I don't know if you are aware of the current trend of anime called isekai.
I think you've mentioned
this. I mentioned it before. So, isekai is basically when a human is, like, that. Usually they die, and then they're reincarnated into another world.
Oh, okay.
That's usually, like, a video gamey world,
okay.
Fantasy world. But they keep their knowledge of
the human world
to that world. So, okay. this is the basic premise. But it's a parody of it.
Okay. So it's like a parody of like what, Sword Art or something like that?
Yes, it's a parody of like Sword Art. Basically a parody of Sword Art. But instead of MMO, it's more of the isekai genre.
Okay.
So isekai, like trapped in the MMO, is also part of like isekai almost.
All right.
But look at how much trash like isekai is out there. Like, trapped in another world with my smartphone, or this is stupid concepts for anime.
Yeah.
There's no bounds. There's no bounds of what's here.
Yeah.
Have you watched this?
You've watched this one before?
Yes. I'm making a. No, I'm not gonna make a bold statement. I don't want to put too much hype on it. I have a feeling where I know I'm going to put this already on my list.
Already? Well, you've already watched
it. I've already watched it before.
Yeah.
I've watched it a couple, not a couple times, not a lot. Like, I know Haruhi, I said I've watched billions like of times.
Every year.
I watch it every year. I've watched My Hero every year. I watched Well, My God Knows almost every year. Mm-hmm. This, I would like to watch every year. It's pretty great. And if we can find the OVAs,
uh-huh.
I would love to watch. I'd love for you to watch them because they are the greatest
OVAs,
the greatest example of fan service.
Oh, okay.
The greatest example, like over. So the best Ichi anime we have on here is Monster Musume.
Yeah,
it does Ichi better than Monster Musume.
Oh wow!
In this one episode,
that's saying a lot.
In an OVA, it does better
than a whole series.
Holy,
that's saying a lot.
I will put up everyday life in skin.
Oh, the molting episode.
Molting and legging, which I feel is probably the most Ichi episode in the series.
Uh-huh.
I will put that up against these Konosuba OVAs. Wow. When I drive you to your car right now, I will give you the pitch to the episode.
Okay.
And it's great. It's great.
Also, I'm super excited.
Also, a lot of people compare this, and they say it's the Seinfeld of anime.
Okay.
Also, I know they call it like Lucky Star also the Seinfeld of anime.
Yeah.
But the reason why they call this a Seinfeld anime because every character is a piece of crap. But there are heroes, so we cheer them on.
Okay.
All right,
guys.
So now that's the end of the podcast.
Yeah.
If you liked us, if you liked what you listened to, share us with your friends.
Yeah. Follow us on SoundCloud. Give us a like, a heart.
Yeah. Like, subscribe.
Yeah. We're doing stuff with the YouTube channel. It's the
finally.
Same. Yeah. You can find that at Anime Cherry Bomb on YouTube.
Yeah. Anime Cherry Bomb. What was it? Tiny link. Tiny URL. .com/
Cherry Bomb,
Cherry Bomb Tube.
Yeah.
Tube. And then subscribe to us on iTunes.
Yeah.
It really helps us out. Leave some comments.
Yeah. Give us a high rating on iTunes. It really helps us out. It gives us lots of exposure. And shout out to my Instagram. I do pictures of the podcast, of the, not the podcast, of the animes that we're doing.
I'm really excited for what picture you show. I can send you a picture that I really want.
For this one?
For this one.
Okay.
Dude, there's some great... Okay. There... I know I'm hyping it too much already. There are some great animation techniques used in here.
Okay.
What
studio is this one?
Oh,
it's Bones.
It's Bones. No, I know it would be Bones. It's shoot, I forget what it's called. I'll tell you right now. Okay. After we're done.
It's Manglobe.
It's Manglobe. No.
Protection AG.
No. It's
Madhouse.
No, it's Trigger. It's a weird one. They do really good parodies. They did one. I know I mentioned it before, but it's Is This a Zombie?
Oh,
I think
yeah.
I mentioned
yeah.
it before.
Yeah.
And that's a parody on the Monster Girl
genre. Yeah.
Or it's like a magical girl / monster girl / parody. Yeah. Okay. Parody, and it's pretty, pretty strong. And this one like takes that spirit and brings it to a new age of isekai. Okay. That's blowing up.
Okay. That sounds great.
Yeah. So I really can't wait to start. I can't wait to start watching it and talking about it. I'm pretty excited.
Yeah. Okay. Now I'm super excited. So that's the podcast.
Yeah.
We'll see you guys in the next one. All right.
Later.
Later.